Time now in our pregame show to visit with Travis Winter, the head coach of the Beavers. This is Hall of Fame induction weekend, Wentz. And Mike Alexander was inducted into the Hall of Fame earlier today. The BSU Athletic Hall of Fame is filled with so many great athletes, a lot of them hockey players in the great era that was Beaver hockey back in the day. How much do you kind of look forward to getting to know some of the stories of some of these guys that have been inducted in your time here?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that Tom's always done a great job of, I thought, even going back to when I was playing for Tom, it was every day or for sure every week, you know, talking about the guys that came here before us and the foundation that was laid by our alumni and the success stories of those guys while they were here at Bemidji, the success stories of those guys when they moved on from college hockey. And, you know, it just it's the fabric of our program and our culture. And, you know, we're proud of them. And, you know, Tom does a great job to instill that into our current players and remind our current players every day that there's guys here before us that have laid the foundation.
I kind of feel bad for the casual fan who's never been privy to be able to walk through your wing and the murals of past players and stuff. And it never fails. I'm going to walk past there and see something that I maybe haven't noticed before or something that I haven't seen in quite a while. How much of that teaching of the history is taught to your recruits as they're coming in here?
Yeah, it's every time. Every recruit that comes into our doors, you know, they go through the museum, as we call it, and it's great. And instantly they know how proud we are of our history and of our alums, and they can see right away tradition doesn't graduate, and it's a big part of our program, and we want our guys knowing before they even step foot here on campus what they're walking into.
How different did last night feel?
It wasn't good. obviously, losing at home on Friday night, you know, unacceptable, and we own that. We didn't play good enough. Give Fair State credit. They came here, played a good game. They got a good hockey team, and, you know, they earned the win, and we didn't deserve to win. So we got to own that. We got to move forward tonight. Tonight's a new night, and look forward to the challenge.
I know what the answer is going to be, but it's a new subject that I get to ask this question, so... Friday nights have been a bugger. Second periods have been a bugger. Do you know why?
Yeah, we've talked about the second periods, today in our meeting. And, you know, the thing with the second period is that if you're not going to take care of the puck, if you're not going to have short shifts, you're going to have difficulty in the second period. You got the long line change. So you've really got to be cognizant of that. You got to play smarter. You got to make sure your motor's going, and you got to really, really watch your shift lengths. And, you know, we've addressed that today. We've been addressing it this year, and we haven't seen improvement in that area yet. So hopefully tonight we can take a step forward in there.
More with Coach Winter when we return. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with acting head coach Travis Winter. What sorts of things are you picking out to show your team on video after a game, say on Friday night, and show them before a game on Saturday?
Yeah, like today we picked out clips, things we didn't like what we did and then what the result of that was, and things that we did like what we did and what the result of that was. And you're just trying to reinforce how you want to play the game and how your team is supposed to play the game. And you know, you try to get that message across as sternly and as clearly as you can. And there was some good in the game last night. I thought our third period was very good. Bits of the first were good, but our second period, as you mentioned earlier, Schulte wasn't very good. So we picked out a lot of improvement areas there, and then we also, you know, showed them some good things here that reinforce the way we want to play.
Ballpark, what's the percentage of good clips versus bad clips?
It depends on the game, you know, it really does. And it depends on what kind of message and what kind of tone you need to set for that day. So that always is different every meeting. And it's one of those things that as a coaching staff, you always talk about, you know, how we want our message to be delivered, you know, what clips we want to show. When we break a game down, you know, we have about 80, 90 clips, and, you know, we show anywhere from, you know, 15, 16 to 20, 21, 22 clips. So you really got to pick and choose what clips you want to show and what message you're trying to deliver.
You've moved Yuri Vaisanen up now with Ross Armour and Ethan Somoza. Well, how has Yuri's game evolved over the course of the year?
The last bit here, it's been good. Like, we like where his game's trending. He's skating first and foremost. Yeah, Yuri's a great skater, and when he's playing with pace, he can be effective. So I like his legs right now. We like his energy. He's playing with confidence. He's got a good enough stick. He can make a play. He got quick hands. He can get a shot off and tight. So we think he can, moving him up can bring some energy to Ross and Ethan's line.
Generally speaking, your top scorers are going to be on that top line. Your fourth line is going to be an energy line. What do you want out of a second and a third line?
Just want consistency from all your lines, and just playing the right way with all your lines. Points are going to come. You don't need to go looking for them. You just need to play the game honest, play the game the right way, play the game how we want our guys to play. 1 through 4, all lines play the same way, and let the chips fall where they may.
How about D pairs? What are you looking when you're pairing guys up?
One thing is chemistry, I think. In a perfect world, you'd like to have a lefty and a righty together. But, there's not a lot of right-handed defensemen out there. So we've actually got two of our D pairs. We got lefty and lefty and lefty and lefty. But, I think chemistry is huge. And, Will and Rosie and Lufty and Johns, those guys have been playing together a lot now over the last few years. And they're doing a